Okay, guys, so funny thing happened. I forgot to record the show. Funny me, right? Luckily, Tyler did capture the entire thing, so I was just going 90 miles an hour trying to figure everything out. But the beginning part was cut out a little bit, just with introductions. This evening, you're going to be joining me, Jeff, Tyler, Jackie, Eric, Andy, and Jeremy for the live January 2nd, 2009 announcement. So here it is, cutting in probably about 2.5 minutes or so. So enjoy. And the audio quality, sorry about that. It's our first live show, so yeah. All right. Have fun and enjoy, and thanks again to everybody who listened.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. All right, guys. Sorry about that. Haha, silly me. My fault. you stream it crashed on me, so I do apologize for that as all the listeners come back in. But I'm glad that everybody could be here this evening. I mean, it's going to be a really, really fun experience. We might as well just, let everybody know
what
we're here. It's coming. It's coming back up.
Yeah, we got 54.
We're live, guys.
All we're right. Again, sorry. Ustream crashed, so not my fault.
Let's get this baby
Ustream
on the road.
Blame technology.
So we might as well get right to it today. Why we're here, like I said, I am Terrence. I'm the host of Hogwarts Radio, a semi-popular Harry Potter podcast. We've been around ever since August and just putting out episode after episode. And might as well, like I said, tell everybody why we're here. So I'm going to go ahead and turn things over right now to Jeff, and he is going to make the announcement.
All right. Hi, everyone. Like Terrence said, my name's Jeff, a.k.a. Cheezer from HPANA. This is a very exciting announcement because something we've at HPANA have wanted to do for many years, actually. And through a course of many discussions with many people and finally coming to a head at the end of last year and starting with the brand new year here in 2009, I'm happy to announce that in our vein of doing things differently for the fandom, HPANA is going to be launching or affiliating with not one but two podcasts. One is Hogwarts Radio from Terrence and crew, which you'll be hearing from just momentarily. And the other is Spew, a rehash of Spew that is coming back to life just for HPANA for news and interviews. But Hogwarts Radio will be more of a discussion analysis for the books and movies, and they're already well established, as Terrence said. So it's just very exciting. We're going to be doing everything together and seeing where it goes from there.
And we're really happy to be a part of this team and this family that over the past couple of years has been built up. HPANA, of course, an awesome Harry Potter website. Simply, one of the best out there, if not the best. And we're just really happy to be a part of the team. What I would like to do is go ahead and go around the table here. Let's go ahead and start out with Andy, and let's get some initial reactions.
Well, I'm very excited about this. I think it's pretty cool to be part of HPANA, which is one of the biggest, Harry Potter websites, so we can get a lot of listeners and, just expand our own fan base, so it's pretty exciting.
Go ahead and get some reaction from Eric. Eric, what are your thoughts on this?
Hey! Sorry, I was muting there. I was hoping my stream could come up. So I didn't want to blare any sound to you guys. No, I'm really excited to have this ever since I first heard about that you guys were in talks with Jeff and HPANA to get you guys affiliated with HPANA, which is just a consistently great site. I was happy about it, and just the way that it worked out, I think it's a two podcasts, and it's really exciting, and I can't wait to see and to work with, you know, and be a part of HPNA, which is, like I said, I mean, I do really much enjoy HPNA, and I think that it's a quality site and has been, and that Jeff's done really well with it, and I think I'm honored, but, you know, just speaking for the other Hogwarts Radioers, it's going to be really exciting doing Hogwarts Radio now with the big HPNA affiliation there going. It's new, it's exciting, it's great.
All right, and Jackie, your thoughts? Okay, I think we lost Jackie. Let's go ahead and come back to her in a little bit. Jeremy, what do you think about this this merger of the podcast and you know HPNA?
Well, I think this is really exciting. From both a working for HPNA and Hogwarts Radio standpoint, I think it'll be great to, apart from the forums, have some great discussion and analysis, you know, able to listen to every week, and I think he'll put out some quality shows, and it should be great.
Great. Awesome. Tyler, you're going to be running the Spew podcast. I know you've been doing a lot of work on that. Do you want to, you know, go ahead and give your thoughts on, you know, what this merger of the podcast means and just a little bit about your podcast?
Totally. You know, the greatest part about this is that both of them are completely different. The greatest part about it is that Hogwarts Radio is going to be a great discussion podcast that you guys can go over and listen to, and it'll have discussions on the books and, I mean, everything out there. And I know they'll give a couple more details on that. And Spew is something that I've been working with Jeff for a while now. And we wanted something that you guys would like to hear, like something that was different, something that was new, something that was a little off the board. So pretty much Spew, Speaking Potter Every Week, is the newest Harry Potter podcast. Spew is made up of a collection of the top Harry Potter news stories and interviews with the cast of the movies and interviews with people who have made a large impact on the Harry Potter world. And a lot of you are probably going to ask how long the podcast is going to be. And Jeff and I talked about it for a while. And we finally decided that, based on viewer feedback, that we should probably make it about 30 to 40 minutes, because we saw a lot of comments going, could we have a short podcast? And we said, well, sure. And then there are some of you who might be in broom chases, or perhaps maybe even, like, you know, fighting deathly Death Eaters. So we made this short podcast, which is about a 5-minute version that you can put straight on your iPod and take on the go. So it's pretty much just like HPNA on the go.
Awesome. That's a new, I guess that's a new way to think about it. What we're going to do right now, actually, I want to get Jackie's thoughts before we move on. Jackie, what do you think?
I'm really excited to be joining HPNA. I think it's a good opportunity for both us and Spew. S-P-W. Sorry.
All right. So at this time, what we're going to go ahead and do is open up the floor here to some questions that you might have as far as the listeners out there in the Ustream chat go. So if you have any, you know, questions, comments, and concerns, just feel free. Give us a call. Skype the username Hogwarts Radio, or you can call us on the TalkBack line at 210-807-4888, and we'll take your call. And
also for Spew, we're
Terrence,
also
I'd like to answer a couple of questions I'm seeing.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go ahead and do that before we get to a comment.
Oh, well, real quickly, I've been seeing a couple of questions about if the podcasts will be available on HPNA, and the answer is absolutely. We're going to feature both of them right on the homepage. You'll be able to listen to the latest episodes right from there. Of course, you can always subscribe via iTunes and other feeds, and we're just going to go all out.
Great. And Jeff. For those of you that don't know, you can right now you can check out Hogwarts Radio. I mean, like I said, we've been up since August. Hogwarts Radio, www.hogwartsradio.com. Go ahead and, you know, check out our page. You know, it's pretty basic, but we are, you know, we're just happy to offer what we can to the other people out there.
I saw a question for Spew a second ago, and I think somebody asked, who's going to be on Spew? And right now, pretty much, it's just a news story, and it's a lot of interviews, and I will be doing most of the hosting for Spew, but we're going to have an occasional guest host, probably some of the people over from Hogwarts Radio. And also, we are going to be publishing our website up pretty soon. It should be on the main page of HPANA, and you guys can visit the website, write in your questions, and also... visit the site to check for more updates on all the new stuff that's going to come with the new show.
Great. And also, I mean, there was a question out there that says, can you guys suggest topics for the podcast? Absolutely. If you guys want us to discuss anything, we'd be more than happy to voice our opinions on that, to talk about it a little bit. You can reach us right now at our contact page on hogwartsradio.com. You can also, just email us, call us. All that information is provided on the site there. And we'll definitely talk about what you want to talk about. Hogwarts Radio is a very listener-driven show. So we listen to the listeners. We give you guys what you want, in addition to coming up with great discussions each week.
There's also a section on, just so you guys know, there's also two sections on Spew, which are a couple of new things we've got going. One of them is Muggles Want to Know section of the podcast, where you guys can literally send in your questions to us and literally ask anything. You know, like, what is Hermione's favorite dress color? Or what is Jeff's, a.k.a. Cheezer's, typing speed? We'll sort of be like your Harry Potter, how can I say this, private investigators. And then we'll select a couple questions, and we're going to air them live on the show. And another spot we're going to have on the show is called Owlers and Howlers, where pretty much you can call us. If, let's say, you got a birthday wish you want to do, or maybe your friend lost his remember all and forgot the date of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. You can send us your friend's phone number, send us the question, and choose whether you want to talk to them and give them a owler or a howler, and we will call them. And by the way, this is all live on the podcast.
So there's another question that said, are we the only people broadcasting on the podcast, I guess? And the answer to that is no. We actually have another host. He wasn't able to make it this evening, Mr. Grayson Smith. But... pretty much everybody here, Andy, Eric, Jackie, myself, Jeremy, we're pretty much the crew that makes up Hogwarts Radio at this current time. We have tons of community outlets, you know, the Facebook, MySpace, Last.fm, also Podcast Alley. If you guys are out there listening, go vote for us right now, please. No, but there's just... a ton of ways to get a hold of us and for us to be able to hear you, the listener, what you guys want to hear. So,
here's another question from the chat. Perhaps I'll field this one towards both Terrence and Jeff, if that's okay. What sort of changes will be going? Will HPANA and Hogwarts Radio, respectively, be going through to make this exciting thing possible?
Terrence, I can answer my side. For HPNA, what we're going to do is feature both of the podcasts all over the site, and we're going to try to coordinate some of the episodes so that what you hear on one might have something in the other. That's to be determined. But at least on the Spew side, since it's a very short form, just straight news and interviews, for a longer in-depth discussion, we're going to direct you to Hogwarts Radio.
Over here at Hogwarts Radio, I mean, aside from the obvious changes you're going to be seeing with the site, saying that Hogwarts Radio is going to be the official podcast for discussion and analysis of the Harry Potter movies and books and so forth. Like Jeff said, I mean, SPU is going to be more along the lines of news and interviews and everything like that. But aside from, changes you're going to see as far as linking, sites or anything like that, I mean, these websites and podcasts are going to pretty much cross-promote each other. We're on the same team here. Of course, everybody's on the same team in the Harry Potter fandom. But changes going through to the site itself as far as all of the I just lost my train of thought. I always do that, by the way, if you listen to the show. I don't know. Somebody else go. I totally spazzed out there. My bad.
Well, it sounds the whole cross promotion thing, and it sounds so good for such a friendly alliance to be forged in the first few days of 2009. To me, it represents the ongoing relationship between fan sites that are still going, and it sounds awesome, and that SPU is launching and being hardcore news. Short form news show from HPANA, the automatic news aggregator. I mean, I always thought HPANA should have a podcast or a weblog or news related stuff, and it just sounds so great that it's getting off the ground running in the beginning of 2009.
Yeah, it really goes toward our desire on HPANA, I guess, to be
Hi, Tessa.
to be very neutral when it comes to the other websites, and just having a great partnership, as I've had with many of the webmasters over the years, with Leaky and MobileMad and Magical Menagerie. Are you still on there, Megan? And Eric, of course. We all go back many, many years. So it's very exciting to forge new friendships in the new year here, starting right out.
One of the questions that might be brought up is, all the books are out, the movies are about to be done. What's the point in doing this? That's a lot of the questions that we as members of the fandom have to answer now. What's next?
Sweet
and there
question.
Is still so much more. There's still so much more that we have to look forward to. I mean, just for starters, we have the exhibition. We have two more movies coming out. Well, three more movies, really, coming out. We have the encyclopedia to look forward to. I mean, there's just so much stuff. Wizard Rock's making, a big break, and there's just things to talk about. Yeah, I mean, conventions, Infinitus. We have a theme park coming up. There's just so much more stuff to talk about, and that's the direction that Hogwarts Radio wants to go in is what was I saying? Okay, I'm sorry. With the direction we want to go is to bring in a new generation of HP podcasts, really. Because, I mean, of course, you have your most respected podcasts that are out there right now. They've been around the block a time or two, and that's great. That's awesome. I'm still thrilled to be a fan of those podcasts. It's just there's so much more stuff to incorporate, and it's going to be a heck of a journey, before things actually die down. I think we're just seeing a boom in everything. Sure, the books are out. Sure, most of the movies are out. We still have a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, with both podcasts, since there's so much that's going to come up in these next couple of years, like we've got the movies coming out, we've got the theme park coming out, and especially for both podcasts, generally, we are going to have tons to talk about. And I think you guys will definitely be looking forward to what's going to come out this year, and hopefully we should be able to get some exciting new things, which you guys will definitely be, excited about.
Yeah. As Eric and some of the older fandom people know from dealing with me over the years, Jerry and I from HPNA have never sort of wanted to be at the forefront or, you know, be a big celebrity fan, so to speak. And so we've never really put ourselves out there. And that's one of the reasons we never really had a podcast, too, is because we just didn't feel the need to put ourselves out there. But with Tyler doing Spew and with Hogwarts Radio having this established, well-produced podcast of their own, it's going to create, like Karen said, it's going to hopefully bring in a new group of listeners, especially when I think about the other reasons that I never really got into podcasts were the length of them. And that's one of the decisions at the very beginning with when Jerry and I were talking on HPNA about doing a podcast, that we wanted something real short and sweet. And that's what we're going to get with Spew. And for those who want the longer form, they're still going to have that that great forum in Hogwarts Radio.
Yeah.
So what you're saying, Jeff, is that you're not going to listen to Hogwarts Radio, and you will listen to Spew?
No, I've listened to both.
We also, that's the greatest part about it, is that you guys can totally choose. Literally, we prefer if you guys both listen to both, because these are great shows, and we totally want you guys to listen to us. And I saw a question a minute ago. Somebody asked, do we know who we'll be interviewing? And actually, we know a couple of people which we have already set down for interviews, but I think you guys might just have to wait and see and listen to our first episode to hear who our first interviewee is.
And I can tell some of the people who are still listening here, as long as it doesn't get out too far, I guess. We do have some recorded interviews from the set of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. I don't think it's any secret that I and a couple other fan site representatives already did that set visit. So Warner Brothers is making us wait, of course, to release that material. But we're going to incorporate a lot of that into these two podcasts. So that's something to look forward to in the next few months, actually.
Also, on each show, I think we definitely got some new things, which I've got a lot of audience participation, and we want you guys to know these shows are made for you. I mean, they are by you. They are from the ground up. And so you guys send us as many comments as possible, because we want you guys to have the best show that you can get.
At this time, what we're going to do is open up the Hogwarts Radio Talkback line for people that want to go ahead and give us a call. Be sure to mute your stream, please. Just mute your stream and make sure that you're, you know, close to a microphone, things like that. So let's go ahead and take our first caller. Caller, you are live.
Hello?
On the live announcement. What's going on?
Hi, this is Patrick. Hello?
Oh my gosh, Harry, hi!
Patrick.
I was wondering how often you guys are going to update both podcasts.
Good question. Speaking for Hogwarts Radio, I know that we're going to be going weekly for a while. You know, we have plans to just keep going and see where it takes us in the future. I mean, as long as we have stuff to talk about, we're going to keep going. You know, eventually, I mean, years and years and years down the line, of course, you know, we might stop doing shows, but, you know, that's not going to be for a long time. I mean, our goal is to keep going weekly right now. And then I'm going to go ahead and let Tyler answer for Spew.
Yeah, totally. Pretty much each show is going to be published every week. So I think, as Jeff and I had talked earlier on, that we're probably going to go for Monday. So that way it'll be at the beginning of your week and you can have the entire week to listen to it. And so that way it'll be updated weekly, each week, and weekly, 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 weekly.
Did you mention what SPEW stands for, aside from
yes,
the Society for Protection of Elder Welfare?
just so everybody knows, SPEW stands for Speaking Potter Every Week. And I just want to make a quick couple of shout-outs. I wanted to shout-out to Chris, Becca, Johnny, Sylvia. Without you guys, I'm not sure we'd have the ideas that we have for SPEW today. So thank you guys so much. You've been such great support for us. But yes, that's what it stands for, Speaking Potter Every Week. So we've got that clear.
All right, Patrick. Thank you for calling in.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Patrick.
Bye.
That was fun. Now I can see why Mr. Sims had a lot of fun with that. So let's go ahead and bring in our next caller. Hello, Colin. You're live on the January 2nd announcement. What's going on? You have a question?
Yes, I do, actually. What makes you guys different from other Harry Potter podcasts?
Oh.
What defines you from the others?
Well, wow. Colin, pretty much.
Well.
With SPEW. SPEW is actually one of the first Harry Potter news podcasts mm-hmm. that's going to be about 30 minutes long. And we're also going to have, generally, we're going to have interviews each week. We're going to have the news each week. And this is the first sort of branched out on with the news and interviews. Now, for the Hogwarts Radio crew, I definitely think – see, this is the greatest thing about both of us is that we've thought for about these past couple of months what you guys have looked for, what you guys have wanted. And we have come up with what we feel – as fans ourselves, what you guys would like the best. And so without saying, I think you guys are going to be especially excited with the kind of new things, the new tactics that we're going to go with. And, you know, as always, if you guys don't like something, please write us a letter and say, hey, but I think you guys are going to have an awesome time with these podcasts. And I'm going to swing this over to Terrence so he can put some more insight on Hogwarts Radio.
All right, Terrence. It sounds awesome.
Thanks, Tyler. As far as Hogwarts Radio, how we're different from the other podcasts is the new format we're going to. We're going to a more of a radio show format. And I think we tried that with episode 17, I believe, and it worked out really, really well. And we got a lot of good feedback from it from listeners. So, what also makes us different is we're different people with different opinions. I mean, I know that we all love to hear, you know, the podcasts that are still going strong. You know, again, the older podcasts. But we're fresh voices, we're fresh faces, fresh opinions, new perspective on things. I mean, that's what separates Hogwarts Radio from the rest. And I think that you guys that are new listeners are really going to enjoy it. I think it's really going to be awesome.
Yeah. And I definitely think both of our shows have different formats. Like literally as Terrence was saying, they're going to do a new style SPEW is going to do a new style. And then with Terrence and Hogwarts Radio, they're going to have more of a radio style. And so I think you guys are definitely going to have a fun time sort of tearing apart the podcast and seeing what we've added to this new style of podcasting.
All right, that's awesome. And for any of you who don't know, I code for Hogwarts Radio, so I look off.
Way to plug yourself, Colin.
Shut up. Shut up,
Colin. All right.
I'm allowed to plug myself. I was working all day on the site. I'm allowed to plug myself.
Thanks for calling in, Cole.
All right. Bye, Terrence.
Time.
Talk to you later, Terrence.
Yeah. All right. That was fun.
We have some leaky fans in the chat room.
Hey, we love fan sites. We love all of you guys. You guys all make this network. Without the fan base, we wouldn't even be able to have these podcasts. So I think generally there's all some appreciation here, and I gotta say we love all of you. Thank you guys so much.
and we learn. I mean, everybody's learning from everybody. I could tell you a little bit about the history of Hogwarts Radio before we take our next caller here. A little bit about the history of Hogwarts Radio. To this day, I am still very much a huge fan of MuggleCast, and they did inspire me to create my own podcast. So I decided to see about putting a team together and see if we could do that. And it just turned out so amazing. The first couple of episodes, I remember I was so excited that whenever we finally got our first episode in back August 1st, that it was I was like, okay, let's record another episode. And I think within that first week, we put out 3 episodes. It was crazy, but I think it was
another 3, Terrence, in the can.
Right?
Every week you had extra episodes of just waiting to be posted. And you said, we got to record another episode. And I was like, how many do you have stored? And you're like, 3. And I'm like, just put one of those out. Like,
hey, good question. Have we?
Back to originally what I was saying. It's a learning experience, and we're fans of the podcast. We really are. For everything out there, we are fans of everything. So, I mean, it's we learn from each other. We make our experiences better. We make what we talk about better. We get new perspectives on things instead of just talking about the same old thing all the time. So,
some of you might be wondering, what is our history with Harry Potter? And I know we reached on that a little bit before, but I myself have been a fan of Harry Potter since I was about 6 or 7, and I don't want to even go into detail about how many times I've dressed up as Harry Potter. Yeah, I don't want to even go into detail about how many times I've dressed up as Harry Potter for Halloween. But I definitely think that we want you all to know that we are fans just like you, and we are definitely gonna be here for you and be your podcasts.
We're going to take another caller, Terrence?
Yeah. We're going to go ahead and get somebody else in here. Let's see. Somebody call? Somebody call.
Phone's ringing off the hook here.
I know, right? Okay, Patrick, you've already had your shot.
Yeah, you can't call in twice. That's kind of mean.
All right, let's go ahead and take this call. Let's see. Okay, and looks like we're talking to – who are we talking to? Rachel. All right. Rachel, you're on the live January 2nd announcement. What's going on?
Hi.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. Wait. Is this Rachel with 2 A's? Yeah. I just wanted to say that I love Jackie and that Snuggie.
Well,
Rachel, do you have a question?
Thank you so much for.
No, I do. coming.
So, Rachel, did you have a question, comment, concern?
Yeah. Are you guys on a T-shirt? Like.
Are you saying, do we have T-shirts?
Okay. Hogwarts Radio does have T-shirts. We actually have a T-shirt design made from our T-shirt contest way back in the day, and those. We're still waiting to make those. So far, I only have the shirts for the host, but I hope to have those pretty soon. And whenever I say pretty soon, I mean hopefully by Azkatraz.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to ask how many of us are going, and I'm going. to ask if
I'm going.
I'm going.
I'm not.
Yeah, everyone's going.
I'm going. So we're working on something with that too. So we'll notify you guys at a later time with that. But it's going to be pretty exciting. Yeah. So.
I love you, Rachel. I love you too, Jackie.
All right. Thanks for calling, Rachel. Bye.
Bye.
We have fun.
Hogwarts Radio shirts to say HGANA on them. One of the two podcasts of HGANA. Or like a joint t-shirt, you know, HGANA podcast.
Yeah, you know, we should do like a fusion podcast t-shirt with like the two logos combining and then like HGANA below.
Yeah. And like a snake around them.
You know what I'm saying?
And like flat out.
Someone should be like designing this right now.
Yeah. Everybody, here's a new contest. Hop on your computers. Go on Photoshop. Best logo gets a digital hug.
So let's go ahead and take another caller. A couple more calls here. Somebody else, give us a call. Somebody else.
Anybody.
Anybody out there.
Nobody has any more questions?
Really?
No. Kind of hard to believe.
Come on. We got to have something going.
Okay.
DJ, call in.
Hang on. Let's see.
Somebody download Skype.
Let's get our next caller in here.
There be Brock on. There will definitely be Brock on Hogwarts Radio.
Lucas, you're with us now. All right, what's going on?
Yeah, I was wondering, are you guys taking applications for transcribers? Just like the point of that.
Which podcast?
Yeah, it's you taking transcribers.
Yes, Spew will be taking transcribers, and we'll actually have a link to all of our job openings, which we'll have the website up in the next couple of days.
And we also have a job openings page at our site, hogwartspedia.com.
So,
yes. Hogwartsradio.com/job openings.
You want to give the call-in number?
Yeah, let me go ahead and give out the number here. The number to call in to Hogwarts Radio is 1-210-807-4088 if you're calling from inside the U.S. If not, then just get the username Hogwarts Radio, and we will do our best to get to you.
Oh, and Andy, you know who Tessa is?
I don't know.
Oh my god, I know who Tessa is. No, Skype is free.
Do I?
Sorry.
Do I know you? I don't know.
Okay. Lucas was on our show last week. He was a guest and did really definitely appreciate you having us. So, all right. there's just like the Skype is going crazy. I'm like, okay. All right. Thanks a lot for calling in, Lucas.
Yeah. Bye.
Thank you, Lucas.
Thank you.
Guys, did you stream crash?
No, I think it's the
one. No,
46 something.
I just, for some reason,
okay. I do have to get going. I will talk to you guys.
Okay.
Okay,
thanks for being on, Eric. Hey,
Eric.
Hi, Eric.
I look forward to doing this with you guys.
Totally.
Thank you. And I will talk to you guys, and hell, Spew seems super awesome. Heck, Spew seems really exciting.
It's so exciting.
To that as well.
Watch your mouth, Eric.
All right.
Yeah, Eric.
Thanks a lot, Eric. Bye. Where'd he go?
Hi, Eric.
Hang on.
Oh, he's gone.
No sound.
He's gone.
We have no sound. Hang on. We have no sound in the Ustream. Let me go ahead and stop the...
It's off there.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no. We're going to be irritated.
No. I'll get it back up. That's what she's... that's what you're mine. Screw it.
Yeah. You messed it up. Good job.
Okay, let's see here. Closing out the window. And let's get it back open. Guys, this is going really well. This
yeah,
is going better
going
than
great.
Our this is going better than our live show attempt.
That failed so epically.
Oh my god, that failed.
I don't even no, don't even talk about it. It'll curse this one and we don't need that right now.
Right.
Some people are being mean about it though. They were like, what a stupid announcement. I was like, oh my god, you're so mean.
I think we liked it a little too much.
You know what I said in the chat room about that was it's hard to manage expectations when it's a surprise announcement. I mean, some people were like, oh, I thought it was going to be about the Half-Blood Prince movie.
Yeah, well, I know. Like, so many of them were like, what the heck?
It was
just
place to live. Sorry.
Fuck.
All right, ready? Let's try and get
God.
This movie back going because they're going to kill us if we're not back in a couple minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to be back. And we're back. Okay. Hey, everybody. Sorry about that. Sorry about that, everybody. Ustream just kind of crashed right there. But you know what's good is I can see Russia from my house.
Wink, 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 wink.
Dale.
Wow. he's getting mavericky with that.
So let's go ahead and start getting all of our listeners back in here. Sorry, guys. Silly me. I crashed the Ustream again. So let's go ahead and take a couple more calls before we wrap up here. Anybody? Let's see. Okay, we have a caller right here. All right. And caller, you are live on the January 2nd announcement. What's going on? What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, I'm Sam. And...
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
I
want to
say that
Hi, Sam.
I love Andy more than life.
Aw.
Aw.
Oh, thank you.
Aw. Don't we all?
And... I love you, Infinity.
Sam, did you have a question?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, right.
Meaning, no.
My question is...
No pressure.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Okay. Since we've been, you know, hyping this up a little bit, there's, you know, people have been really excited about it, and I mean, we've a couple of listeners at the beginning. But as a listener, do you think this is good or bad?
The announcement about the HBANA.
Uh huh.
Well, I guess it's good in a way because it'll bring a lot more listeners to the show who aren't aware that the podcast exists.
Sweet. I like that answer. That's a good answer.
And
awesome.
Are you excited awesome. About the shows?
Am I what?
Are you excited about the shows?
Yeah, I'm like really excited. It's going to be awesome.
Woo! Yeah!
And also, I can't wait to see everybody at Ascatron's.
Yay!
Yeah, that's going to be great. I can't wait for that. But we'll talk more about
actually,
that.
I might actually have to make myself known there.
Right?
I usually just slither in and out of segments and... hang around with the other webmasters, but now I don't know. People are going to know who I am.
Now that you've got two podcasts, I think you're going to be pretty darn known.
Nice.
Uh-oh.
So, okay, Sam, well, we're going to go ahead and let you go here.
Oh, also, I want to say one more thing.
We love you, Sam.
Remember, I'll call back in.
Thanks, Sam.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you later, Sam.
Say bye.
Bye, Sam.
Bye. I'm answer. No, I'm just kidding. No, that's all mean. No, okay. Let's see here. Let's go ahead and get our next caller in here. This is Kelly. Kelly, you're live on the January 6th announcement. What's going on?
Hi, Oh my God, Kelly!
Hi there.
Hi,
Kelly.
Hi.
Hello.
I just like to say that Andy doesn't approve when you make fun of man purses. It makes him very sad.
Thank you, Kelly. Thank you.
He also brings an envelope full of coupons when he goes to the supermarket. And that's all I have to say.
Come out real quick.
I love Kelly. I really do.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for reminding me.
That was great. That was great. Let's see. Again, our contact information is 1-210-807-4088. Let's go ahead and get, let's see, looks like Casey here to join us. Casey, you're live on the show. What's going on?
Hi, Casey.
Whoa. What's up?
Hello. Is this microphone working?
Yes, it is.
Hello.
I can hear you.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, my God. There's a lag.
Do you have any questions?
Okay. There's a really big lag. But anyway, yeah, I have a question on behalf of someone that's already called in. Patrick wants to know how will the websites work? Will the links for Hogwarts Radio change or will it stay the same? Will it be linked to the HP ANA site?
HPNA is going to definitely be linking to Hogwarts Radios and having the player right there on our site.
Yeah, Hogwarts Radio is going to be up on APNA. It's going to be one of the links on the top part of our page. I don't know exactly how it's going to fit in or how we're going to fit in, but that, I mean, yeah, we're definitely going to be linking. So that's pretty much, yeah, it. I mean, I don't know where it's going to be yet, but it's going to be there.
Yeah, it'll all evolve over time.
Also, to all you listeners out there, just a quick plug for Hogwarts Radio. Go ahead and get to Post Valley right now and vote for us, please. It doesn't take long. Promise. Just vote for us. If we have a challenge out right now, get us into the top 10, and one of the hosts from Hogwarts Radio or the hosts from Hogwarts Radio have to do anything the listeners request us to, and we have to post it on our site. So that's
another thing. I'm doing it right now.
Too dangerous.
Can I post it on Hogwarts Radio?
Yeah.
Anybody out there, if you have an extra 1 or 2 or so hours a week and you like Hogwarts Radio, go and join the transcribing team. We need transcribers. And Shannon will love you if you go and join it. And I will love you because we need more transcribers.
And if anybody wants to be a transcriber for Spew, just shout out. We're all about it.
Hey, Terrence, how do I vote for Hogwarts Radio on Podcast LA?
I'll tell you exactly how to vote for us on Podcast Alley, and then I think Andy wants to say something. So to vote for us on Podcast Alley, just go to www.podcastalley.com. On the left hand, I believe it's on the left, might be on the right. Find the search bar on the top of that site. Type in Hogwarts Radio.
I found it.
That'll get you directly to our page. And then go ahead and click vote, verify email, and that's it. That's all you have to do. So, I mean, the reason why we like being high on that list is because it gets the word out about the show, people about us, and people listen to us. So it's great to give people that new kind of experience. So I believe wanted to go ahead and say something.
Oh, I just wanted to say that Casey has a lovely accent.
I agree. Really do.
Casey, tell everybody where you're from real quick.
I'm from Australia, Western Australia.
Ooh. Nice.
I love it.
Australia.
Wow.
Oh, and by the way, Loud and clear. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, sure. Awesome.
Thank you.
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So, okay, Katie, thank you for calling in, and you know, thanks for being a part of the transcribing team. It's really awesome. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
And can I do a quick shout out to the Hogwarts Skype chat?
Hogwarts Skype chat. How come I'm not in that yet?
Yep.
Just kidding. Okay.
You don't know what I mean.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Casey. Have a good day, I guess.
Is yep.
Time
yep.
Good night.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
It's like already tomorrow over there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like 2:30 in the afternoon over there or something. I don't know the exact time, but yeah. Let's go ahead and just take a couple more here. We'll wrap it up here in about 15 minutes or so. We're getting it's starting to be that time of night, time of
both.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and take another caller. Anybody want to call in and? Let's see.
Anybody?
Go ahead and get. Let's get Emily in here. Emily, hi, you're live on the show. What's going on?
Not much. First, I have to say that if you guys can't hear me, get loud and clear. And
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Do you have a question? Emily, from the show.
Oh, yeah. For acid tests, are there any... sorry, called like lag.
Are there any what?
Something about Azkatraz.
Something about Azkatraz.
Yeah, are there going to be any chance for Azkatraz? Like... annals or live podcasts?
Oh, anything. Okay, I got what you're saying. As far as I suppose, you know, pretty much if there's a bit, something to consider. This is really our second attempt at a live panel, and I'm really thrilled about how it's going really well. You know, for just testing this out a couple hours ago, but. As far as Azkatraz being on their podcasting event there, something that that we're working on as far as Hogwarts Radio, and it's something we're definitely going to be something we like.
And,
I mean, something that we're going to do. We'd like.
And also, can I put a word in?
Go ahead.
Pretty much what I think we're all going to try and do. I mean, seriously, if we have to, we will broadcast from the parking lots. I don't know how that would be possible, but we're going to try and get you guys a broadcast some way or another. And also, hopefully in the near future, we've been contemplating this a lot, but hopefully we'll be able to do some live video broadcast for those who are not able to make it to any of our live shows that we'll be hopefully doing in the near future.
Yeah, I mean, it's that answers your question a little bit.
Yeah. Thanks, and for everyone listening, go subscribe to DSTV as it has on YouTube.
Thank
awesome.
You, Emily.
So, okay.
Yay.
Thanks a lot, Emily, for calling in. Oops, sorry, got wrong. My bad. So we have the question. This is a question.
Whoa.
Just hold on. That's the username. This is for all the hosts. Oh, okay. This is Shannon. Okay. Shannon asks for all the hosts, Hogwarts Radio, is it penguins or is it lemons?
Penguins.
I'm gonna have to say penguins.
I'm gonna put my little input here and go with penguins too.
Yeah.
Yes.
penguins.
Penguins.
I finally got everyone to agree that it is penguins.
It is penguins.
No lemons.
Unless
they
lemons, just to be
sense.
No.
Yeah, I used to be on Team Lemon, but now I'm on Team Penguin.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
penguin.
Now it's a penguin. So, go penguin. All right. Yay. Let's go ahead and take another call. I know somebody tried to call in just a minute ago. You want to go ahead and call us back? Call us?
any people from HBNA, okay? Feel free to call over. We need some of you guys, too.
All right. And
I don't think any of them have microphones.
Hello, you, caller. You are live on Hogwarts Radio, HBNA, Spew announcement.
Hi.
The Jigger. Your name, where are you from?
Hi. Does this mean that all three podcasts are going to be at once, or are they still going to be separate?
Oh, that's a good question. Pretty much what we're going to do is, I think this is correct, I think we'll be publishing them through iTunes, and you'll be able to download all of them. Like, they won't be at the same time, but we'll also try and do a couple live broadcasts together sometimes, too. So it'll be a combination of everything. But each show will be available as a single download.
All right.
Yeah, Hogwarts Radio is already on iTunes. You guys can search us up on the iTunes store. A couple months ago, we were featured under the new and notable section. So just go there, and answer to the question. More than likely, we're probably going to be doing some live shows together. The podcasts themselves are separate, but there's for those events, for those particular events coming together and stuff like that. So we'll see how it goes. We'll have to play it by ear, and, it's definitely
okay.
Looking forward to.
Wait,
who is this again? That was an amazing reaction.
Caller, are you there? What's your name? Where are you from?
Ellie. I'm from New York.
Ellie.
Oh my God, it's Ellie! I knew it. I knew I recognized the area.
Hello.
All right. Well, Ellie, thank you for.
I forgot.
Hear you.
Thank you for calling in, Ellie.
All right.
Thanks for listening. Hi. Ustream 81730 asks when the next live show is, and I don't know. I don't know.
But if you visit our websites, we'll totally update it for more information. And we promise you, we will definitely tell you when the next live broadcast is.
Yeah. The best way to follow Hogwarts Radio is, of course, by going to the site. And we're definitely, posting our newest announcements there. But you guys can also follow us on Twitter. That's Hogwarts Radio. To get the latest updates, announcements, releases, anything. I mean, every time an episode is released, it's updated. So, yeah.
And also, we'll be giving links to each of the websites for the podcast on the main page of HBNA. So you guys will both be able to check those sites out to check out all the updates. And we should be able to post on the main page of HBNA about when the big things are going to go down.
Yeah. So... let's go ahead and take just a few more calls.
Didn't we say that about 2 hours ago? It's a joke.
Let's see. What? I didn't hear that.
Never mind.
Sorry. okay, so let's go ahead and... this person hung up. Uh-huh. Silly me. Okay, like, everybody calls in at once, and then, like, we don't get no calls. So. What? Okay. Okay, here we go. This person. Uh-huh, you're live on the show. Okay.
I like your username.
Hello?
Hey, you're a little quiet.
Whoa, mute your stream. Okay. So, guys, quick PSA before you give us a call. Make sure your stream is muted and that you're pretty close to your microphone. We'll go ahead and, you know, try to pick you up here in a few minutes. Let's see. Anybody else? Let's get CJ in here. CJ, you're live on the show. What's on?
Oh, hi.
Hi, CJ.
Hello.
Hi, do you have a question?
Not really, but it's almost Emily's birthday. I was just going to say happy birthday.
Oh, birthday announcement.
Happy birthday, Emily.
Yay. Oh, happy birthday, Emily.
Happy birthday, Emily.
Yay.
Happy birthday.
I don't have a question, sorry.
Thank you for calling in.
Thanks for calling in this way.
She hung up with it. Wow, she was gone really quick. Thanks for calling, CJ.
Also, another thing I want to say is if you're gonna call, a question would be nice. I mean, we love the comments. You trust us, but you know, if you got anything you want to ask, please shoot.
Yeah, they're calling in mainly for questions, but it'd be good. It'd be good if you had one.
All right, let's go ahead and take one more. What?
I have a question. A lot of people are wondering when the other podcast Spew is going to be starting.
When Spew is going to be starting? Well, pretty much Spew is going to be starting in the next couple of weeks. We first have to get up the website, and we promise if you go to the main website page, we will put out the episode as soon as we get it out and make it streaming loud. Streaming loud. Sorry, I was thinking about the audio and the thing at the same time. We will stream the podcast on the site as soon as possible. Okay, apparently I can't be heard really well, so I'm gonna scream. Just kidding, I'm not actually gonna scream. The podcast is gonna be put up weekly, and I think both the podcasts will be I'm not speaking clearly. Both of the podcasts will be put up on the main sites. You can check out spew.hpana.com once the site gets uploaded, and you can also go on hpana.com and hogwartsradio.com, I think that's correct, for more information.
All right, guys. Let's go ahead and take one more call here. Lucky person, someone's going to give us hello. My Kermit the Frog voice. Hello, Kermit the Frog here. Going to be taking one more call.
She's taking one more call. Anybody else? Okay.
All righty. And I'm guessing we're talking with Jessica.
Maybe.
Hello, Jessica. Jessica. Hi. Hello.
Hi. My name is Jessica, and I was just wondering if there were any discussion forums for Hogwarts Radio or Spew. I know there are for HBNA, but are there any for you guys?
Forums?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Terrence, do you have the Hogwarts Radio forums? I think is what she's asking.
Yeah. Yeah. The forum. We have forums for the Hogwarts. For Hogwarts Radio, it's going through a little bit of remodeling right now, but they are up, and you can sign up, just radio.com. You can look for the link on the right that says forums, or you can go to hogwartsradio.com/forums. Sign up there. We're starting to develop that online community, and it's going to be awesome. It's going to be, I mean, we're working on getting new threads, new topics, new forums, also some new colors. I know those are going to be coming here in the next couple of weeks. And it's just going to be really, really good. And it's user-friendly right now. So if you want to go ahead and sign up, by all means. I mean, that's where I'm at a lot of the times. And any one of the HR hosts, I mean, you can talk to us. And I'm sure we're going to have to make Tyler, a forum out there for Spew. And
yeah, once we get our site going, you can go to the site for more updates about our discussion forums and all that jazz. And about contacting us, because we know you muggles want to know. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'll be making a separate forum in the HPNA regular forums as well for the Spew Pet podcast.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Jessica, for calling in. Keep listening to both shows. It's going to be amazing and only going to get better. So thank you, everybody, that asked this question and that called in. Definitely appreciate it. Let's go ahead and just wrap it up with some final thoughts here this evening. We've been going for about an hour and 10 minutes. So let's go ahead and, you know, wrap it up with final thoughts.
Well, this is Jeff from HPNA. I'm very excited about the partnership, and I'm happy to see where this takes us all.
And I'm Tyler Chase, representing Spew, and I just want to say I look forward to hearing from all of you listeners, and I can't wait to work with Hogwarts Radio, and I can't wait to get all of your feedback. So thank you guys so much, because we can already tell that you guys are so supportive, and we really appreciate the support. And just totally listen. We are here for you. You guys rock. We all rock. We rock! Harry Potter! Yeah, I'm good.
Andy?
I can't wait to start doing all this, you know, and having a grand old time with all the other guys that I'm going to get to know. I would just like to say that Kelly regifted your birthday present, and a happy birthday to Sam, CJ, and Lucas.
Happy birthday, guys.
Happy birthday.
Jackie. Any final thoughts, Jackie?
Just like everyone else said, I'm just really excited that we're all going to be, like, partnering together and stuff like that. So I'm really excited for all of us. This is going to be really fun.
And I would like to say very much a big thank you to Jeff for giving us this opportunity to become affiliated and become an official part of their site. He's built an amazing site over the past couple of years, and it's only getting better. And Jeff, we want to say thank you very much for giving us this opportunity to flex our podcasting muscle a little bit.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff.
Absolutely, it's been 6 years of HPNA. I can't believe it.
Wow.
And it's going to be over a decade by the time we're done.
Yeah.
If ever. I don't mean to say it. I'm not going to pull the plug out of the day. Don't take it the wrong way.
So, guys, thank you very much for listening. We're really excited about this new endeavor in both of our all of our sites, you know, Spew, HPNA, and Hogwarts Radio, all coming together. So we definitely want to extend a thank you out to all the listeners for today. And just keep listening. It's getting better. We're going to be awesome. Spew's going to be great. Hogwarts Radio is going to be great. Episode number 19 is coming out in a little while. So just keep listening. Keep voting for us. Get the word out there about both of our shows, because the quickest way to get the word out there is word of mouth. Tell all your friends, friend us on Facebook, friend us on MySpace, follow us on Twitter. Same thing with HPNA, and Spew. I'm sure they're going to have their own community outlets coming soon. So that pretty much it for today. We thank everybody for listening, and that will, I guess, wrap it up. Does anybody have any final whatchamacallits to say or anything? Anything at all?
I do have to say something. Apparently, I've just been made aware that I have a fangirl club with stickers. Thank you, Zozo, for playing that out.
Not only a fangirl club, but a fangirl stickers. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I know. That's big.
Dedication.
I think you guys should send Jeff a sticker.
Yes.
I think so, too.
Send us all stickers.
They should send him stickers in the mail. Stalk him. I'll find out his address.
And again, I think we all want to just thank you guys so much for sticking it out and hanging out with us all night. It's been so awesome. I mean, seriously, it wouldn't be as great without you guys.
Yeah,
fun.
And
yeah, so that's been great. Let's see. Let's just go through our outro. Jackie, do you have any of our contact information if anybody out there wanted to get a hold of us?
off the top of my head, I don't.
Not off the top.
I have that all written down in Microsoft Word. Ready? Okay, let's see if I can do it from memory. Ready? We've got the talkback line, which is 1210. forgot the line. Anybody know?
807-4088.
Thank you. we've got the Twitter.com/HogwartsRadio. You can dig us on dig.com. Vote for us on Podcast Alley. We've got a Facebook group, a MySpace group. Do we have a MySpace group?
Yes, we do.
MySpace.com/HogwartsRadio. Oh, and you can email any one of us at our first names at HogwartsRadio.com, except for Tyler. Tyler has Tyler@hpana.com.
You got it. You got it. And there's also spew@hpana.com, too.
So good. Yay!
All right. So that'll do it for this evening. Everybody have fun and continue to listen to us. It's going to be awesome.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you very much.